AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. commander who oversaw the fatal strikes against alleged drug boats off Venezuela announced he'll retire in December. The retirement of Admiral Alvin Halsey comes only 2 days after the deadly strike. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will be visiting the White House today, and President Trump says he'll meet again with Vladimir Putin. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
His announcement came after a more than two-hour call with Putin.
I thought it was a very good phone call. I thought very productive.
And says they may meet during coming weeks in Hungary, following an August meeting in Alaska. The president Friday will host Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky, who wants to buy American-made long-range Tomahawk missiles, among other things. The president has appeared open to that as a way of pressuring Putin into stopping the war, saying earlier this week,
"We have a lot of Tomahawks."
But after speaking with Putin, who has warned arming Ukraine with the missiles would cross a red line, the president said stocks are limited.
"We need them too, so I don't know what we can do about that."
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans remain unwilling to negotiate over extending Affordable Care Act subsidies.
"The ACA crisis is looming over everyone's head, and yet Republicans seem ready to let people's premiums spike by tens of thousands. That's who the hostages are."
The U.S. government shutdown is entering its 17th day. Mongolia's parliament has voted to oust the prime minister in an unusually public power struggle with the ruling Mongolian People's Party. And Asian shares skidded today following a retreat on Wall Street, driven by concerns over banks' loans portfolios. U.S. futures and oil prices also fell, while the price of gold climbed to over $4,383 an ounce. This is AP News. Ace Frehley, the original lead guitarist and founding member of the band Kiss, has died at the age of 74. He died peacefully surrounded by family in Morristown, New Jersey, following a recent fall. And the world's most watched sports tournament cleared a significant ticket sales milestone ahead of its return to the U.S. next year.
FIFA has announced that over 1 million tickets have been sold for next year's World Cup. The tournament will be hosted by the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. The highest demand for tickets comes from those three countries. FIFA reports that fans from 212 countries and territories have purchased tickets, even though only 28 of the 48 spots have been filled. The tournament runs from June 11th through July 19th. The first round of ticket sales was a lottery with 4.5 million applicants. The next draw opens on October 27th. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.